16. The true meaning of the prophecies concerning the coming of Christ. October 30th. In the Bible, there are prophecies of the coming of Christ. The Jews still await the coming of the Messiah and pray to God day and night to hasten his advent. When Christ came, they denounced and slew him, saying, "This is not the one for whom we wait. Behold, when the Messiah shall come, signs and wonders shall testify that he is in truth the Christ. We know the signs and conditions, and they have not appeared. The Messiah will arise out of an unknown city. He shall sit upon the throne of David, and behold, he shall come with a sword of steel, and with a scepter of iron shall he rule. He shall fulfill the law of the prophets. He shall conquer the east and the west, and shall glorify his chosen people, the Jews. He shall bring with him a reign of peace, during which even the animals shall cease to be at enmity with man. For behold, the wolf and the lamb shall drink from the same spring, and the lion and the doe shall lie down in the same pasture. The serpent and the mouse shall share the same nest, and all God's creatures shall be at rest." According to the Jews, Jesus the Christ fulfilled none of these conditions, for their eyes were holden and they could not see. He came from Nazareth, no unknown place. He carried no sword in his hand, nor even a stick. He did not sit upon the throne of David, he was a poor man. He reformed the law of Moses and broke the Sabbath day. He did not conquer the east and the west, but was himself subject to the Roman law. He did not exalt the Jews, but taught equality and brotherhood and rebuked the scribes and Pharisees. He brought in no reign of peace, for during his lifetime, injustice and cruelty reached such a height that even he himself fell a victim to it and died a shameful death upon the cross. Thus the Jews thought and spoke, for they did not understand the scriptures, nor the glorious truths that were contained in them. The letter they knew by heart, but of the life-giving Spirit they understood not a word. Hearken, and I will show you the meaning thereof. Although he came from Nazareth, which was a known place, he also came from heaven. His body was born of Mary, but his spirit came from heaven. The sword he carried was the sword of his tongue, with which he divided the good from the evil, the true from the false, the faithful from the unfaithful, and the light from the darkness. His word was indeed a sharp sword. The throne upon which he sat is the eternal throne from which Christ reigns for ever, a heavenly throne, not an earthly one. For the things of earth pass away, but heavenly things pass not away. He reinterpreted and completed the law of Moses and fulfilled the law of the prophets. His word conquered the east and the west. His kingdom is everlasting. He exalted those Jews who recognized him. They were men and women of humble birth, but contact with him made them great and gave them everlasting dignity. The animals who were to live with one another signified the different sects and races, who once having been at war were now to dwell in love and charity, drinking together the water of life from Christ, the eternal spring. Thus, all the spiritual prophecies concerning the coming of Christ were fulfilled. But the Jews shut their eyes that they should not see, and their ears that they should not hear. And the divine reality of Christ passed through their midst, unheard, unloved, and unrecognized. It is easy to read the Holy Scriptures, but it is only with a clean heart and a pure mind that one may understand their true meaning. Let us ask God's help to enable us to understand the holy books. Let us pray for eyes to see and ears to hear, and for hearts that long for peace. God's eternal mercy is immeasurable. He has always chosen certain souls upon whom he has shed the divine bounty of his heart, whose minds he has illumined with celestial light, to whom he has revealed the sacred mysteries and kept clear before their sight the mirror of truth. These are the disciples of God, and his goodness has no bounds. You, who are the servants of the Most High, may be disciples also. The treasures of God are limitless. The Spirit breathing through the Holy Scriptures is food for all who hunger. God, who has given the revelation to his prophets, will surely give of his abundance daily bread to all those who ask him faithfully.